Our first grant recipient is Mary's Houses and Homes. The grant amount is for $3,200, which sounds very small, except for Mary's House is a housing voucher program for homeless mothers and their children in High Point, and it offers an environment of addiction recovery and supporting services. Our $3,200 grant is going to help match $118,000 of new federal funds for the greater High Point area. Accepting the venture grant are Craig Thomas and Sarah Sandridge, the executive director and case manager.
Thank you.
We are so excited
I'm a High Point native, and it's such a pleasure for me personally to be able to get some mothers and children out of their cars, y'all. I know you can't grasp that that's the truth, and this money is also dedicated to homeless veteran mothers. So we're real excited about it and appreciate our partnership with High Point United Way, because this alters people's lives, this $3,200. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig.
Honey, I'm going to hug you.
The next recipient is the Community Outreach of Archshell and Trinity. Their grant amount is for $10,000. Accepting will be Rita, the executive director.
And Dave Mercadante, Dave vice president.
All right, for those of you who don't know, CODE is a Christian ministry of churches and service organizations and businesses in the Archshell Trinity area seeking to provide emergency assistance for individuals and families. The venture grant for CODE is for emergency finances, and it's to help support, regrettably, where the economy is struggling along. We still have a lot of people still having trouble. So for $10,000, thank you, Rita.
Thank you so much. I'd just like to say that we cover an 80-square-mile area, and I have over 700 families on file that come and get food. And out of those, we have so many people that have lost their jobs and their unemployment has run out, and I do have families living in cars. So what this does is enable folks to get a new start, get back on their feet, and this is such a blessing. United Way has been such a help and resource to help folks. We're not a United Way agency, but that didn't matter to them. They are here to help everyone, and we certainly appreciate all of their input and support.
Thank you, Rita. The next organization is the Guilford County Department of Public Health. Their grant amount is for $5,835, and so you can see that we actually go down to the penny on some of these grants. The mission of the Guilford County Department of Public Health is to protect, promote, and enhance the health of all people and the environment in Guilford County. This venture grant, in particular, is being awarded to support the Centering Pregnancy Group Natal Precare and Education Program in High Point. It's an evidence-based model with proven success for reducing the rates of premature births and low birth weights. These funds will be used for training, equipment, and supplies, and accepting on behalf of the Guilford County Department of Public Health are Merle Green, the director, LaToya Pender, did I say that right? LaTanya Pender, nurse manager, and maybe Catherine Richardson?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Health Guilford County Department of Public Health in High Point, we really appreciate this award. It will help us to reach more pregnant women in the High Point community at an earlier time during their pregnancy so that we will be able to have healthier birth outcomes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next recipient is from Jamestown, the Jamestown Public Library. Their grant amount is for $2,000, and the Jamestown Public Library is a library. Okay, we won't go any more than that. But it does support lifelong learning in Jamestown, and these venture grant funds are going to be used to purchase family adventure pants for the ages pre-K through the fifth grade in order to encourage literacy and parental involvement in a fun and educational way. And accepting the venture grant today on the behalf of the Jamestown Public Library is Jamie Cyrus, and I believe there are several board members from the library also here, if they could stand.
We already are.
Oh!
Jamestown Library, I do just want to say thank you to United Way. This is the second year we've been lucky enough to receive this grant to help us continue spreading literacy through Guilford County. Thank you.
Thank you. right now to the capital part of some of our presentations. This is for the Mental Health Associates of the Trihead. The grant amount is for $4,000. And, of course, their mission is to provide high-quality mental health treatment to the severely and persistently mentally ill citizens in our community. And, of course, we know that there's a lot of funding changes going on state and national. But, in particular, this venture grant is to help them comply with some of the future requirements, an electronics records management system. This will allow them to communicate better with other funders and providers like the High Point Regional System. Accepting the venture grant today on behalf of the Mental Health Associates is Ellen Cochran, the Executive Director, and
Linda Myers, the President.
Thank you, Linda. Do you have a few words, Ellen?
I do, just a few. And when I start talking about United Way, it's hard for me to keep it to 60 seconds or less. Let me just suffice it to say that they have been very good to us during some extremely difficult times for the providers for mental health in the entire state of North Carolina. And this grant, it's not a warm and fuzzy. It is for us to purchase some software for our electronic medical records, but it will allow us to continue doing business, so it's pretty critical for us. Thank you.
Thank you. The next recipient is the Piedmont Health Services and Sickle Cell Agency. Their grant amount is for $3,250. Of course, their mission is to provide outreach and education services to populations with a high risk of health problems, primarily AIDS, sickle cell, and other chronic diseases in the community. In order to continue to be effective and timely and have timely communication with their clients in the community, this grant is to help them replace their 15-year-old phone system. They actually beat me. I have a 14-year-old one, but theirs is 15-year-old. So this is to help purchase a new phone system for the Piedmont Health Services. Accepting on behalf of the Piedmont Health Services is Bonita Sherrod and Kathy Norcott.
Thank you.
On behalf of all of our clients, and especially on behalf of the staff who can now put up the sticky notes and put away the little pink pads, stop trying to forget to pass on messages. We thank the United Way for this opportunity to give us a new phone system. And so now that opens the lines for you to call upon us to do whatever it is that we can do for you. And again, thank you to Bobby Smith, Kelly Cartwright, and the entire United Way family. Thank you.
Thank you. The next program is Reach Out and Read. The grant amount is for $1,000. And Reach Out and Read is an innovative national partnership of community advocates and medical providers designed to prescribe books in pediatric exam rooms to low-income families with young children to encourage them to read and for school readiness. This venture grant will be used to purchase books to support Reach Out and Read's partnership with the Archdale Trinity Pediatrics Office, and they're going to provide free books to at-risk families while medical professionals also model and encourage parental involvement and literacy skills. Accepting the venture grant today is Dr. Kathy Regan of Archdale Trinity Pediatrics.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A few words.
And thank you so much. This allows us to purchase books that we distribute to children who come for their well-child checkups ages 6 months through 5 years. Many of these children do not have books at home, and then we can go through and teach the parents how to point out pictures, how to learn colors. Studies show that children who are read to at an early age are much more successful when they get to kindergarten. So thank you for this funding.
Thank you so much. Next up is West End Ministries. Their grant amount is for $3,000, and it's highly appropriate that this is occurring just after Father's Day, because one of the strong points of their presentation is they were reminding us that many young men in our community really have no positive male role model in their life. West End Ministries is an organization that already offers food, shelter, and clothing and educational material, but this venture grant is to support the Notebook 101, Life Skills Every Young Man Should Know, a monthly program that allows young men to meet adult mentors and teach them basic life skills from like changing a tire to applying for a college education. Accepting the grant today on behalf of West End Ministries is Chris Gillespie and Jarvis Hugh. Jarvis, did I pronounce your name correctly? Is it Hugh? Oh, close. Sorry about that.
Thank you so much. You'll be amazed to know how many young men don't know how to do simple things like change a tire, check oil in a car, how to cook on a grill. Every man needs to know how to cook on a grill. We're going to meet with the young men and teach them culinary skills and automobile skills and health and hygiene, of course, education and financial stewardship. We're real excited. And at the end of the program, they'll each get their own notebook so they can refer back. Thank you all for coming.
Next up is the YMCA of the High Point. Of course, we know what the YMCA is. They operate three branches in the greater High Point area, and their goals are to promote youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. To meet these goals, and an unfortunate, as we've seen in the news, growing need, they have partnered with the Darkness to Light organization to offer childhood sexual abuse prevention and awareness training to various organizations in our community. With this venture grant, the United Way of Greater High Point is pleased to be the first year sponsor of these trainings in the amount of $8,000. Accepting on behalf of the YM is David Osborne, President, and Matt Miller, and Annette Conrad.
Thank you to the United Way. This is a unique partnership, and we hope that the YMCA will be a coalition builder, a convener of organizations that will help you and your volunteers train our community of adults how to prevent and spot the warning signs of child sexual abuse. One in four girls will be inappropriately touched by the time they're 18, and one in six boys. 90% of those children know the abuser. And so it's very important for us as a child advocacy organization to teach our community how to spot and prevent child sexual abuse. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And last for my favorite grant because of the uniqueness of it. This is for the YWCA of High Point, and the grant amount is for $5,000. Part of the YWCA's mission is to promote peace, freedom, justice, and dignity to all, regardless of status and ability. And we're kind of trying to address the ability portion in this grant. In keeping with this mission, we're pleased to announce a venture grant to the YW to purchase a pool lift to increase aquatics accessibility for all members of the greater High Point community, especially those who have a disability which may limit where and when they can swim. This is actually a challenge grant to the YW for half the amount of a pool lift, and it's for $5,000. Accepting on behalf of the YW is Heidi Majors, the Executive Director, and Ann Lynch, the President. Hello, Heidi.
Thank the United Way community for their support. As Mark shared, this is a challenge grant, and the YWCA serves many individuals with special needs through our community, and the need for that pool lift is essential and a must for us. So we will be taking this as well as a challenge to go out to the community and raise the remaining part for the pool lift, and our goal is to have that installed in December when we do some work with the pool and some painting and some other things with it. So this is a major capital piece there. Additionally, with the United Ride coming up in July 27th, we will actually be using those funds that are designated to the YWCA to go right back to the pool lift. And so we're excited about that. I just want to thank United Way, thank all of our community for your support and all that you do to make our organizations such a success and be able to serve others. Thank you.
Thank you. As you can tell, I have no more envelopes, so we must be close to the end. But again, I want to thank all the volunteers that have helped make this process. Our Community Impact Committee is nothing but a set of volunteers from the community joining with High Point and the greater High Point area to try to reach the needs. I do want to mention Kelly and Bobby, who kept us going through this long process, because we did start off with many, many, many applications. So it's been an interesting process. We've learned a lot about the community. But again, it's through the graciousness of the Slane and the Hayworth Foundations and unused funds from last year that we were able to make the venture grants possible this year. Thank you so much.